As much as I sometimes am so full of joy that my daughter in Holland listens to our show, there are occasions when I regret it.
Mm. Is this the fat controller? If you missed it, Steve, like in Jazz, to a the fat controller character out of Thomas the Tank. It's not nice.
When she was a baby.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, when she was
Please
a baby.
Clarify
yeah.
that.
Oh, yeah.
Not 26-year-old yeah, Jazz, no.
I'm already in enough trouble. And yeah, now 10 has gone, oh, yeah. How about Steve saying Jasmine looks like the fat controller?
And then Tanya agreed. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Look, when she was a baby.
We were talking big babies. Yeah. And there was a 6.5 kilo one born in the States the other day, wasn't
there? Yeah, crazy. Crazy big. Mm-hmm. So we thought we'd throw it out today and try and find the biggest baby in the Hunter.
1-333-53. That's what we're talking right now. The biggest babies. Give us a call. 1-333-53.
Apparently, one of my cousins made it onto the front page of the Herald years ago. This was even before I was born.
Oh, I remember that murder.
No.
Oh, the other cousin.
No. And because they were born something like 11 pound.
That's
or 12 pound. Wow. It was up around there. So that was worthy of the front page of the Herald by all accounts. I don't know them, but I know that happened.
That's a big kid.
Isn't it?
Big
natural baby. Birth, by the way.
Natural birth.
Mm-hmm. Nothing natural about that, mate.
Tina is straight on the phone. 1-333-53. She's had a biggie.
What did you have,
Hello,
Tina?
Hello, guys. How are you?
Very well.
A big 12 pound three. Big Jack.
Big Jack.
Broke
big
records Jack. Too, eh?
How
well? Yes.
How old is Sorry. Jack now?
24. And, he's still a gentle giant.
Aww.
Oh, cute.
Because
but I think he might have been a fat controller too, Steve.
Oh, no question, Tina. There's nothing funny for parents to whack the hat on and just laugh and laugh.
But the funny thing is when they're really big, Tina, they end up not being enormous like adults. But Jack has been.
No, he's just very tall. He's very tall. Mm. He's very tall, but... talking about putting a hat on, he was that big that they had to put a singlet wrapped around his head to keep his head warm because he didn't have a baby bonnet to fit his big head.
Oh, how does he go for hats these days, Tina?
He's all right. He fits into my okay now.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm going to ask what every woman listening is curious to know. Mm. Caesarean?
No, natural.
Whoa.
Wow.
Now he was measuring big every time we went for our checkups, and the doctor there said, "No, you're not having twins, Tina." And I said, "I think it's going to be a big." No. He goes, "If you're having twins, you can punch me in the eye," he said. Mm-hmm. And I went, and we had a bit of a laugh. Well, when Big Jack was born, he actually came up with a bit of a giggle and took his glasses off, and he said, "Oh, even though he wasn't twins, he was big, so you can punch him in the eye." but even the nurses were arguing who was going to weigh him because they knew that he was a big boy.
Yeah.
And they're going, I'm weighing him. And I sounded like I was in Nemo. Mine.
Thanks, Tina.
Okay, so Tina's done 12 pounds. And we were talking, you say, about that big one, 6.5 kilo, which I worked out roughly around 15 pounds.
Amazing. Well, let's see if we can beat that. Kelly?
Hello. No, mine was only 10 pound 8.
Only.
Oh, only.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing.
Nothing.
Hey, little 4.5 kiloer.
What was it like birthing your baby at that?
All my measurements were I was having an 8 pound baby.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, no.
And the doctor that I had, Dr. Salter, he was only just started in gynecology, and he nearly fell out on the floor when he seen how big he was.
You're actually making a big nipky cry out there.
But the thing that was the best part, all the nurses used to fight over him to nurse him because he was so big.
Oh, wow. Was the dad present at the birth, Jeanette? Because, you know, these days you've got to ask from when, you know, a while ago.
Mm. I remember he's now my ex-husband, and
right.
I know why now.
Yeah.
But I had a natural birth and no pain relief.
Right.
And he said to me, you don't need it, because my first one I hallucinated with the gas.
Oh.
And I remember saying to him, I'm going to get a watermelon seed and I'm going to let you eat it and I'm going to let you make it grow. And I said, you get it out and tell me it don't hurt.
Yeah. Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly.
Janine, what did you have?
Hey, Janine.
You there, Janine?
Oh, hi, yes, I'm here. How are you going?
Yeah, good. What did you have?
Well, it wasn't me. It was my poor mother. She had me, and I was 10 pound 10.
Oh, we got a little fat controller.
Wow. Yeah, we got a little fat controller, all right, yeah. Oh, my God, yeah, my poor mother. And I was the youngest of seven.
Oh.
So my mum had six other children, and then she had me, and that was it. She said, I broke her after that.
Literally.
Oh,
but she was like, she was one of 14, and then I was my grandmother's 50th grandchild. So my grandmother, her mother had 50 grandchildren.
She would not remember all of your names, surely.
Oh, no, definitely not. No, no. But, yeah, I was on the front page of the Newcastle Herald with my mother and my grandmother when I was born.
Geez, I tell you what, Jolene, from even just our discussions today, the old Herald loves putting a fat baby on the front page.
Oh, they do. Why don't you, Seamus, why don't you, Herald? Thanks.
How unfortunate Jasmine was born in Holland. We could have got a front pager.
Exactly.
Kathy, how big was your baby?
Two of them. One was 11 and a half pound and the other one was 11 pound, 8 and a half.
Oh my God. Two big babies.
Have you got a big partner?
Yeah, the middle one was only 9.5, so he's turned out the biggest one.
Wow. Only 9.5.
Is your partner a tall person?
Yeah, he's tall. Yeah.
God.
Yeah, they're all tall.
And so they're all big now?
All tall. All really tall, like over 6'4".
Wow,
very tall.
And what do you remember the size your biggest went straight into?
It was still small. It wasn't like people say, they go into O's and things like that, but they don't. I think they were still in double O's.
Okay.
They were still, they were huge. They had like big rolly, like little Michelin babies. But
Yes, the little Michelin fat control. They're very cute.
Thank you. Cute.
They were like 24 and 3/4 inches long. They were big long babies as well. So
incredible.
And all natural. Yeah.
Oh, you poor bugger.
Superstar, Kathy. Thanks, Thank you for the call. I've never seen EB Nikki listen so intently to every. She's honestly,
not happy.
She's not answering any more calls. She's just looking at you guys with in disbelief.
Particularly when you hear obstetricians. I don't think it would happen as much nowadays because of the technology that we have. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
They'd know then, pre.
Oh, they know. Well, they can track it.
They know the exact size kind of thing they're going to almost
so
come out.
So these days the technology is such that, you know, you're not going to get that massive surprise like they once did.
There you go.
I don't want a front page Herald story. Oh, put it that way.
We do it good for the show, mate. Oh, she's selfish.
You know,
we're hoping for a 9 kilo.
Well, I'm 155 centimetres. I'm very short. But there is some tall, I have some very tall side of the family, like some tall uncles and whatnot. So if those genes come through, I'm going to be upset.
Jacob's tall, your husband's
Jacob's
tall.
Jacob's tall, yep. Mm. So we'll see.
You girls.
I'm scared.
Don't be scared. It has to come out. That's the thing.
Is the advice? Should I? I know, but
it has to come
in
out.
In what way
some,
and how?
Somehow.
Yeah. Don't just relax.
just
been
relax.
Been happening for thousands of years.
Yeah. That's the thing. We wouldn't be here if it was too hard.
That's true.
None of us would.
But whenever I ask a female about it, they can't look me in the eye and I'm a bit scared by
it's
that.
It's secret woman's business. Oh, we don't want to tell any new recruits the truth.
Exactly.
If you want a true story on birth, ask the father. Okay? I could see it. And I was in the car park smoking. Horrendous.
Yeah. It's beautiful, Nick. It'll all happen the way it should.
Again, why followed by hysterical laughter?
Sorry, I was clearing my throat.
Good luck with that, Nick.